Mädchen, Mutter, Matriarchin, alles, was Frau in der Rush-Hour des Lebens so braucht, um glücklich, gesund und frei zu sein. Von ganzem Herzen willkommen zu dieser etwas anderen Podcast-Folge und diesem etwas anderen YouTube-Video, denn gleich steigen wir ein in ein Interview mit Man Dave. Und Man Dave ist eine sehr, sehr, auf Englisch sagt man, a very dedicated Yogini. Sie hat ihr ganzes Leben der Kundalini-Yoga-Praxis gewidmet und ist schon beinahe sowas wie ein sehr, sehr junges Urgestein mit tiefer, tiefer Weisheit. Und ich habe sie in L.A. getroffen und dort das Interview mit ihr auf Englisch geführt. Wir sprechen über die Mondzentren. Das sind Zentren innerhalb einer Frau, durch die eine Mondenergie jeden Monat wandert, beziehungsweise in einem so circa 28 Tage Rhythmus. Und sie sind anders als der weibliche Zyklus, sie sind anders als der klassische Mondzyklus. Und Man Dave hat sich diesem Thema sehr, sehr tief gewidmet. Und plaudert aus dem Nähkästchen darüber, was sind die Mondzentren, wo findest du sie, was kannst du mit denen eigentlich anstellen? Da das Interview auf Englisch ist und ich weiß, dass nicht alle wirklich Englisch können. Wenn du dieses Interview, diesen Podcast als Podcast hörst, lade ich dich hiermit ein, komm rüber zu YouTube. Dort findest du es unter dem Namen Mädchen, Mutter, Matriarchin auf meinem Kanal. Und da findest du das Interview mit Man Dave über die Mondzentren. Und auf YouTube hast du die Möglichkeit, dir selber Untertitel auf Deutsch einzustellen, damit du diesem Interview auch gut folgen kannst und verstehst, worüber wir sprechen. Wenn das für dich nicht relevant ist, umso besser, dann spul 2 Minuten vor und spring direkt rein ins Interview. Ansonsten bleib einen Moment bei mir, denn ich zeige dir jetzt, wo du die Untertitel auf YouTube einstellen kannst. Dafür teile ich meinen Screen mit dir und du siehst jetzt meinen YouTube-Kanal Mädchen, Mutter, Matriarchin mit dem Interview über das Thema Licht und Mitochondrien. Und da siehst du im Screen dieses Rädchen. Dieses Rädchen und wenn du auf dieses Rädchen draufklickst, dann geht ein Fenster auf und in diesem Fenster findest du den Begriff Untertitel. Da klickst du auf das Pfeilchen und kannst aussuchen, deutsche Untertitel automatisch erzeugt. Und dann dürfte eine direkte Übersetzung für dich eingestellt sein und auch funktionieren. Und dann kannst du uns folgen. Und ansonsten wünsche ich dir jetzt ganz, ganz, ganz viel Spaß mit dieser etwas anderen Folge in meinem Podcast. Ich freue mich über dein Feedback, ich freue mich über deine Fragen und ich freue mich von ganzem Herzen, wenn du likest, wenn du kommentierst, wenn du diesen Podcast weiterempfiehlst, wenn du diesen YouTube-Kanal abonnierst und likest und kommentierst und weiterempfiehlst, damit das hier wachsen kann. Denn es ist mir ein Anliegen, dass das ganze Wissen in der Vielseitigkeit, wie wir Frauen nämlich vielseitig sind, ganz, ganz weit rauskommt in die Welt, in den deutschsprachigen Raum. Und dabei brauche ich deine Hilfe. Ansonsten viel Spaß. So, welcome everybody to Maiden, Mother, Matriarch. It is usually a German podcast, and you will get anything a rushing woman could ever wish for in this podcast. And today I have the beautiful Man Dave sitting next to me.
Thank you.
She's a yogi, I'm trying to think of the right word. It's like we're sitting in a yoga studio and they are chanting,
yeah.
And it's like all new setup in LA. And trying to think hard. What else to say about you, Man Dave? Because you are a very dedicated yogi on the spiritual path of Kundalini yoga, and you are so deeply connected to the original line, the original lineage of Yogi Bhajan. Deep insights and experience with this practice, and there is that one topic that particularly interested you and that you've particularly spent time with, and that is the moon centers.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the moon centers today. And yeah, I'm so grateful to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And please give our audience a little introduction. What are the moon centers?
Yeah, I can talk about the moon centers all day long. Basically, I love this topic. It's fascinated me ever since I first heard it in 2013, I believe. But basically what the teaching is that a woman has these locations in the body called 11 moon centers. And energy is activated at each moon center for about 2.5 days at a time. Okay, and so because of that, what happens is her behavior changes. So, you know, a lot of times women will say, like, women are all over the place. They're emotional. One day they're this, the next day they're that. You know, those are common sayings to describe a woman. But what they're actually describing is a moon center movement inside of a woman. So it's sort of like, you know, you have chakras, which is a concept everyone's pretty familiar with. Chakras are projection centers that both men and women have. Moon centers, women have 11, men have 1, right? So it's a little bit different, but they're also projection centers for a woman.
I think you have to explain what that means.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is a projection center? People have the idea, okay, there's a chakra, whatever that means. It's a wheel. It's an energy center. Mm-hmm. I can project from the center?
Yeah. Excuse me. You definitely can project. So, basically, each of these moon centers have a specific behavior surrounding it. And the behavior is wildly different per woman. But for instance, I'll give you some examples. Okay, so the moon centers, the order are, you have the hairline, you have eyebrows, cheeks, earlobes, lips, back of the neck, breast, navel, inner thighs, clitoris, vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 11, right? Yeah, 11 moon center. So those are physical locations in the female body that act as portals. And what happens is each one of those spots is activated at a time. And let's say hairline. So let's say today my moon center is in my hairline. So some of the common characteristics of a hairline moon center, again, it varies for everybody, but it's, I feel very confident. Like, I feel like I look in the mirror and I think, I'm extra cute today. Like, you just feel like kind of sparkly. Yeah, exactly.
Look at me.
That's the hairline moon center.
Yeah.
And then let's say, like, I feel good for these 2.5 days. And then all of a sudden, I feel very insecure. I'm like, are people talking about me?
Like, there's a shift in energy and you can't really detect, where did that come from?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you just feel different and you feel insecure. You're just like, whoa, everyone's looking at me. I don't feel good in myself. The moon center shifted to the navel point.
Okay.
And then maybe it's, then at 2.5 days later, so for 2.5 days, you kind of feel weird. You don't feel right, you know? And then let's say, you come out of it and then all of a sudden you feel very loving. You want to buy people presents, right? The moon center then moved to the breast, which is known for being very heart-centered space.
Okay, so the moon centers, I'm just trying to put it into different words.
Right.
They are sort of mapping out how a woman changes throughout a month.
Yeah.
More or less, like throughout a period of 27, 28 days, mm-hmm. how a woman in her behavior and in her perception changes, and how to sort of forecast it and like understand it better, and put it into, like, nothing's wrong with me. I am just different. Every 2.5 days, something within me changes, so I can see the world from a different perspective.
That's absolutely right. And my favorite word that you used was forecast. Okay, that's the best word, because that's truly the superpower inside of it. Because what happens is that women don't understand why their energy shifts the way it does. And what commonly happens is, like, for instance, the cheek moon center is very emotional for a woman. It's like women feel crazy during this time. Like they cry for no reason. They feel very sad. They feel depressed. They feel insecure. That's the cheek moon center. And what happens is women, when they go from, let's say, the hairline where they feel great to the cheeks where they feel terrible, they think something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Like I need to be on medication. Like that. And then they have people in their lives that are then amplifying that. They say, you're crazy. Yeah. Yesterday you were perfectly fine. Now you're acting like an insane person. Why are you crying? That's commonly said to women. But if she knows, hey, it's in my cheeks for 2.5 days, I just have to ride this out. Or if she's in her hairline and she's feeling great, and then she thinks, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be in the cheeks. I'm typically like not my best self. I'm not going to go on that date tomorrow. So she can forecast her life according to the movement of the moon centers. And she knows that it's just the energy moving. That's it. And once you know how the energy moves, then you can control it.
Do you have visceral perception, like a physical visceral perception of your own moon centers?
Yeah, well, that's a really great question, because not at first. But what happens is that when you start paying attention to your behavior and you start to map it out, your sensitivity rapidly increases.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you'll start to feel the moon moving inside of you.
Okay.
So it's going from like, I keep using the hairline because everybody knows the hairline because everyone has those 2.5 great days. But you can start to feel it shifting in the body and going to wherever it goes next. You can kind of tune into that.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. And one lady told me that when she started tracking her moon centers, she said that for her period, her menstrual cycle, which women have had their entire life, she said that all of a sudden she would feel the shift in her body and she could smell her ovulation. And she could feel the secretions and smell it really strong. And she said she went to her partner, like, can you smell me? Like, can you smell this?
Do you smell that as well?
Yeah, for her, it was so strong. She said, Mandave, it was like somebody sprayed perfume all over me. But then she realized it was just her sensitivity had increased so much with the moon centers.
Yes.
That then translated to the other parts of her life.
Are the moon centers like... tracking the moon centers, is it the same thing as tracking your menstrual cycle?
No, it's not. So the menstrual cycle is a different stream of energy, okay. Right? And what I always say is that women have a lot of practice with the menstrual cycle because there's a physical manifestation of it.
Yes.
Right? So we're like, hey, I feel a cramp. Okay, my period's probably coming in like a day. I gotta prepare. I have to go buy supplies, get some Tylenol, and, you know, get myself ready, because we have a physical manifestation of it. That's the same concept of moon centers, right? We're not aware of it. We're not aware of the stream of energy moving through us. So, but once we are aware of it, we can plan the same way as a menstrual cycle.
How come they're not like, because for me, for how I understand myself and my body, and how I understand energy, actually.
Right.
That the physical is a manifestation of the energy moving through us.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a moon moving through me, that changes the way I feel and I perceive. And the strongest manifestation in the physical realm about how I feel are my hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Which are directly connected to my menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I have trouble wrapping my mind around. Like, how come there is a different stream of energy running through me that changes how I feel than the manifested physical, which in the end, as I understand, is like the result of the energy moving through me. That is something I have trouble wrapping my mind around.
Well, most people do, because the hormones are just one facet, right?
Yeah.
So there's three streams of energy that make up a woman, right? There's the hormonal stream, mm-hmm. right? There's the moon centers, and then the moon in the sky. All three are three different streams that help make you you.
Yes.
They're independent of each other, right? But they work together. Now they operate. It's like two people dancing. But a lot of women get confused on their hormones and then their moods, but they are different. And like one woman, like a common misconception is women will be on their period and they'll be emotional and they'll say to me, Mandave, I'm in my cheeks moon center.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not always gonna be at the cheeks moon center on your period, right? People are getting that confused.
Yeah.
So when you start to like tune into it, then you start to see the subtleties of each behavior. And you can kind of see the difference between the hormones and the moon center energies.
So the door you need to open is your own sensitivity.
It's 100% your own sensitivity. And I think one of the most important things we can do is teach young girls mm-hmm. about the moon centers before they get their menstrual period, before their period
yeah.
comes in, because then it will be very clear for them.
Of course, because they're, for one, they don't have the hormone cycle and they are sensitive by nature.
Yeah, they're so sensitive. And when we work with the young girls, they know it so fast.
Yeah.
Like I'll ask them and they'll be like, I'm in my breast.
Do moon centers have a polarity? Like
yeah.
the chakras, you mm-hmm. have always the positive polarity and the quote unquote negative polarity,
yeah.
Where you have characteristics that are supporting and like we like them,
yeah.
and characteristics that are challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And you said in the navel, I feel weak, I feel insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are like truly in tune with yourself, in tune with your moon centers, what would be the opposite for the navel center?
Feeling very secure, right? No, each of the moon centers, they act as a portal. And with every portal of energy, there's a positive, there's a negative, there's a neutral, right? And so you have to see. One lady who practiced Set Kriya for years, she Set Kriya, you pull the navel in every day and you chant a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she only felt security when her moon center was in the navel. She never felt insecure because she was on the positive side of that energy.
Yeah. You have created, mm-hmm. in order to track those moon centers,
yeah.
an app.
Yes, I have. My Moon Map.
And
it's on Apple, Moon Map.
So that I have the app actually.
Yeah.
And it's like so helpful because mm-hmm. for one, you have all the moon centers listed
mm-hmm.
and you find all the characteristics that come with the moon center.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the app is really great. It's a basic app because apps are hard to make. People are always like having edits. I'm like, yeah, I would love to do that, but you know, it's difficult, but it's a good starting point. And I always tell women that there's always going to be one moon center that's very obvious to you.
Yeah.
And for me, it was inner thighs. Inner thighs moon center is when you want to organize everything. You want to pay your bills. It's like all of a sudden you're like, I want to clean out this closet.
Oh, I know that energy. It's like,
I love
okay,
it.
Get it done. Like clean out the desk and pay out, like we just said, pay all the bills,
yeah.
get the taxes ready.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually my favorite one. But so that's inner thighs. And so I use that as my entry point. So whenever throughout the month, if I kind of get off course, because some of the moon centers are very subtle too.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Everyone's different. And so if I get off course, I always know my inner thighs. I'm like, yes, I know that one. And the other one I always know is clitoris because mm-hmm. I start shopping a lot. Like I shop so much on my phone and I'm like, oh, this is the clitoris moon center. I bet, you know, this is
yeah, it's
this
coming
is me
up.
For
I better
two
go
and a half
touch
days.
My phone.
Exactly. So you can plan. And
yeah.
I love that. And I think that knowing the moon centers gives women such a superpower because there's a societal program to program us that we're weak because of our emotions. And because of that, women turn off their sensitivity to their own body and
yes.
their own energy. And when you turn your sensitivity off, the woman isn't in her strength, in her auric power.
Yes.
So there's a collective program for a long time to keep this moon center energy dormant.
That makes so much sense.
Well, like, even if you look at, like, you know, I saw a headline when Hillary Clinton was running for office, and it was like, it was a headline in the Associated Press, and it was like, 50% of Americans think that she's too emotional to run for office.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the moon center that they're talking about.
Yeah. And that is truly disempowering.
Yeah.
I have a history of that myself. Mm-hmm. In order to, like, find my place in the world, in order to function, to be respected, to be heard, I had to turn off my feminine superpowers, like my sensitivity, my perceptivity. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Is that a word even?
Yeah.
So I just tried to become a boy. Mm-hmm. I tried to become a man. I tried to do everything mm-hmm. how it's expected from society. And the price was feeling less.
Yeah.
The price was not trusting my own perception, not trusting how I feel things out,
mm-hmm.
but to go into logic, go into what other people say and think, and not what I feel in my heart. So that is definitely disempowering, because how are you going to decide? And the moon centers come with it. Like, when I know what's going to go through me at what time,
mm-hmm.
then I can feel it out and put it into the right place,
mm-hmm.
and not make myself wrong about it.
Well, because emotions also can be extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So it teaches women how to use the emotional energy rather than be used by it.
Yes.
Which is very important. And I always felt this moving. And I remember being very young, and I was told constantly, oh, you're just a girl. You're emotional.
You're just a girl.
And to me, like, I remember being very young thinking, like, that makes no sense. Like, what they're describing, like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, it felt like that there was something more to it rather than hormones.
Yes.
It really did. And it was the excuse that is given to us. You're crazy. You're emotional. All of those things. You're hormonal. You're mm-hmm. very hormonal. I hear that described about women all the time. She's hormonal. And when I was younger, I never bought it. And so when I heard this teaching for the first time, it was like lights went off. And I was like, that is the missing piece that I've been wondering about. It's this. And it gives you so much power, because also, like, the cheeks is a very sensitive time. You know, this is where, if your moon center is in your cheeks, this is when you're crying, you're hysterical, all of the, like, bad things. But what you can learn to do is harness the positive side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So how intense you feel, you can also feel the intensity on the other side. So you can feel intense joy, intense happiness,
yeah.
intense love. You just have to learn how to take the energy and then shift it into the positive current.
Yeah. You've also created a book.
Yes!
And it's a children's book.
Well, people buy it for adults.
For adults, but
yeah,
wasn't it intended for kids?
No, it's intended for children, and I'm working on an adult book right now. I hope to have out very soon. But it's Margot and the Moon Centers, and it's a really great way to learn it. And women buy it for their kids, or they buy it for themselves. And it's on Amazon, so it ships all over the world.
That's good to know. May we have a look inside of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is like the tech issue, because I'm holding the little mic because I'm like traveling. I'm from Germany, for everybody who doesn't know that. And I left that little pin that would...
Oh!
It's lying on my desk in Germany. That's why I'm keeping it in my hand. And now I'm like, yeah, I
it's cool.
Have.
I like holding it. It's pretty cool.
And I have never had a look into that, like, I've never had the chance to really look into the book, but it's beautiful. I'll just show it to you on camera so that you can see how it is created.
So
So you see, it's really colorful. And kids are going to have fun with it.
Yeah, there's Mrs. Moon, and she helps Margot find her moon centers. I mean, it's adorable.
That is so cool.
Yeah. No, I had a lot of fun doing it, but I wanted to do the children's book before the adult book because it's just critical for the girls, little girls, to know about this.
And to really, from the first day on, have the confidence in themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they know, this is just my moon center. Okay, now I know what to do. And also, it's important for people to develop strategies. So women who have, sometimes you can have a few tough moon centers in a row, and then you'll have your period. So maybe you have 5 days out of the month that are tough for you. Right? Because let's say you were in your navel moon center, you felt insecure, then you went to your cheeks, you were crying a bunch, and then maybe you went into your earlobes and you just felt paranoid, and then your period started. So that's a lot of days in a month where you feel not right.
Yes.
So what I love is you can develop a strategy. And one woman I know, she has a family, and she said, Mandave, I become a nightmare during my cheeks moon center. She's like, it is really bad. I yell at the dog. I yell at the kids. I yell at my husband. I mean, and I don't want to be like that. So we developed a strategy. She got the app. She started tracking it. And when she found her cheeks was coming up, she would send the kids to Disneyland with her husband.
And they loved it.
They loved it. She would order food in. She'd order ice cream. She would just stay at home and relax. And she said, after a few months, she's like, it's so much better. I'm still, not in the best place, but I feel like I can control it.
Yes.
Where before I was controlling me and everyone. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know what it is. Everybody in the family knows, and it feels controlled. And that gave everybody a huge sense of relief.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could go like this.
Yeah. So in order to track, if you're interested in figuring it all out, as you said, find the one moon center that mm-hmm. speaks loudest to you. If it's the inner thigh and you get all productive and organizing stuff, okay. Or if you have those 2.5 days a month where you're so insecure, where you're so not willing to go outside, get in touch with the world, that would be a good place to start tracking them, and then give yourself time
mm-hmm.
Because the sensitivity has to open up.
Yeah, and I always say it takes about a year.
Okay, so time.
So you need time because you've always had the same pattern, and that's another really important point, is it's a fixed pattern for a woman. So it doesn't change every month. It's the same pattern every month, which is great because then once you got it down, you have it down. And a lot of women get confused. They think it's different each month. It's not. It moves in a certain order, and all women are different. All women are different.
Listen to that. All women are different. Yeah. There's not one woman like the other. That's why men don't get us.
Absolutely. But yeah, you just start because also the expression of the moon center, of the eyebrow moon center, it's going to be different in the winter than it is in the summer.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not just the moon centers that move every month, every 27, 28 days, mm-hmm. you have one round with the moon centers
mm-hmm.
and you change with the seasons of the sun as well, throughout the year, that the moon centers during winter when it's colder and darker feel different.
Well, it just expresses itself differently.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating.
It is.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I recommend people, either you can get a journal and you journal.
Yes.
I personally, I made the My Moon Map because I like to be on my phone. it will text you a reminder. It's just easy. And I also have another app for moon centers and intercourse called Moon Me Lover.
Oh, that is an interesting thing because what I noticed about the moon centers is that it's all the zones you've mentioned, like, if you, like, if you get in touch with the man, and how do you start? It's like that little stroke on your face, getting the hair out of the face. That's like the first touch that's already like, oh my God, what's happening? Yeah. And then that touch of your eyebrow, and maybe touches your lips, mm-hmm. or the inner thigh is like, oh my God, it's getting hot in here. So there is that. You can work with the moon centers, mm-hmm. not just in order to check your own mood and to forecast your, yeah, danger days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you could also map them out in your body to have a beautiful experience with your partner. Could you share some knowledge about that?
So the teachings, the yogic teachings around intercourse in the moon center, is that a woman's aura is configured differently than a man's aura. Mm-hmm. And so you have to treat a woman differently, basically.
Yeah.
And anytime you have intercourse, it's basically it can connect you to infinity. That's why people love it so much, right? It's
very
cosmic.
Yes.
And so in order, if you're sleeping with a woman, you want to open up the aura a certain way so both partners can benefit. And how you do that is you stimulate the moon centers in a specific order.
And is that order the same for everyone?
That order is the same, yes. And that's why I made an app. So you can have it lying in bed and your partner just, like, it just switches.
Hold on, I need to check what's the order.
You leave it, because, like, people would write it on their arms, you know, or they'd have it on paper. And so, and then also, a lot of times, women don't feel satisfied with a sexual experience. Like, they feel, like, a little bit disappointed. And it's because the aura wasn't handled a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so once you start stimulating the moon centers, her aura relaxes, the moon centers are stimulated, and then both partners can enjoy the energy that can be brought through.
So it's like a roadmap for men who don't know how to treat a woman.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good to have.
Well, it's just having more energetic, you know, you can treat it like an energetic experience, because a positive sexual encounter can really benefit both people for a long time. And so if you go in it with that reverence and that intention, and you work with the energy in this way, it can be very powerful and transformative for people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what like true deep connection mm-hmm. does for both of for both of them. It's if a woman truly relaxes and truly opens up and has this beautiful experience of infinity and bliss, mm-hmm. something happens. Like, she starts giving and emanating out energy to the man.
Yeah.
And that is something that it cannot be forced. Mm-mm. And it does not happen because you want it, but it happens because she's totally surrendering to the process.
Yeah.
And if you have, like, if you, it's really handy to have, like, okay, we can work on that. We can try to experience that. And we can start by stimulating the moon centers in a specific order.
Yeah. It's very powerful. Moon Me Lover is the title.
Okay.
And it's, people have told me it's changed everything for them.
I actually will get that app.
Yeah. So
I will like give it to my husband and say, let's try this because I haven't done that yet with him.
Yeah, you should try it. It's really powerful. It's really powerful. And then they like it too because they understand more, mm-hmm. you know, and both parties can enjoy.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Mandev, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
For, like, the deep insight. And I think, well, at least for me, the moon centers are something I still need to wrap my mind around. Yeah. Like, I still need to, obviously, ramp up my sensitivity towards the movement of the moon throughout my body. Mm-hmm. And to give myself the time to get into that experience. Mm. What I can, like, it, to me, it is so much that roadmap for perfect sexual intercourse feels like so much easier than mapping something out for an entire year.
Yeah.
But I think this topic is so interesting and is so important to empower our girls.
Yeah.
To make them feel strong and feel right as girls and as becoming a woman. Mm-hmm. Because that first huge initiation into creativity is, mm-hmm. Becoming a woman. And for me, that was a terrible time. And I think that should not be like that for any girl.
I agree.
So thank you for all your knowledge,
thank
all
you
your
for having
insights.
Me. And also just start one day at a time.
Yeah.
Right? One moon at a time, one day at a time. And just take it. You know, if you just do a few days a month, it's just turning your awareness on. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. And then the sensitivity will come in and help support you.
Yeah. Is there anything you would like to leave for our audience, for everybody who was interested in it? I will put the links below, in the show notes. You will find both apps. You will find the Amazon link to Margot and the Moon Centers, so that if you want to have it, you can easily just click on the link.
Well, also, I would say that it's important for men to learn this too. Like, I had a lot of fathers read this book, and they were like, that's what happens. So I think it's really important for both men and women, boys and girls, to learn it. And we just had a boy recently, a little boy, I think he was 5 years old. He read Margot, and then he wrote a letter to girls everywhere saying, when you're sad, your moon will change.
Aww.
You know, so, but if boys can grow, they'll grow into men. And if they're aware of this, then they'll treat women a lot differently. And I think we all need it. So I think it's important for both genders to learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so, so much. And you've been listening, we will hear and see each other again on Maiden Mother Matriarch next time. Until then, be wild, be free, be you, and feel deeply loved. Thank you.